Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 58. It's not uncommon to encounter at least a phase in our lives where we feel overall uninspired and stuck in our current situation. For those of you who are just approaching this kind of phase, it can cause you to question every move you've made prior to this point and whether or not you are living the life you want. If you feel stuck and uninspired in your day-to-day life, with your career, with your relationship, and you need a major shift, then you are going to love this episode because I'm sharing some of the best tips on how to get re-inspired when you are uninspired. Today's episode of Look on the Bright Side podcast is brought to you by Black Realtors. Home ownership is the key to generational wealth, but buying or selling a home is a big decision, and there are a number of questions you may have about the process, like how do I get started? What is a pre-approval? Are there first-time home buyer programs in my area? You need a real estate agent on your side who you can trust to look out for your best interests. Let Black Realtors help you. They're a network of some of the best Black Realtors in the country, and they have a team of people that will be on your side to help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They can help you find a lender, find a home, and help you close on that home. Visit blackrealtors.com and let them help you find the home of your dreams. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and I love to laugh, dance, and travel. But what I do best is talk. I'm here using my gift to inspire and empower you to live a life filled with positivity and abundance. Welcome to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. So today I want to talk with you all about what I do when I'm feeling uninspired. And I came about this conversation specifically because I meet with a bunch of talented, amazing women in my Flourish group, which is my small group for creators and business leaders. I've talked about it here in episode 56. At the end of episode 56, I believe I let you all know, hey, feel free to join us if that's something that you want to do. And it comes up a lot where the women that I'm working with are feeling uninspired, and they're not alone. It's not like they're the only people who feel uninspired, but because I'm working with them closely and intimately, they feel very safe to let me know that they're feeling uninspired. And so there are a number of things that someone can do when they feel uninspired, but I thought I would share with you a few of the things that I do when I'm feeling uninspired, and maybe they can inspire you. I've been an entrepreneur now for 11 years, and if you have been listening to this podcast for some time, then you know I got my start in the natural hair and beauty space on YouTube. I made natural hair YouTube videos surrounding my personal journey, and I would talk about tips, product reviews, and I would teach people how to style their hair by way of tutorial. And I've transitioned and evolved during that time. And now I would say most of my work is working with people one-on-one as coaching clients, but also working with people in my membership community called Content Confident. I spend a lot of my working day doing content curation, which the world that we live in now, marketing looks different. A lot of content marketing is how we get things out there. And so I have this podcast and I have my social media channels. Predominantly, I spend most of my time on Instagram and Twitter. And I do still update my JanelleBStewart.com website, but I don't make YouTube videos anymore. I won't say that I will never make a YouTube video, but I don't make them right now. And so I say all of that to say that there are definitely times when you are working for as long as I have been working where you feel uninspired, and you don't have to even be working for over a decade to feel uninspired. I just feel like it's a natural part of any role, of any career path. feeling uninspired happens. I think that you can feel uninspired not only when it comes to work, but you can feel uninspired in friendships, relationships, and even in creativity if you're doing it as a hobby. You can feel uninspired in a number of ways. The challenge for me is when I feel uninspired, it's affects a lot of what I do because I have to be creative on a regular basis. And getting into a rut is usually for me a sign of burnout. So the first thing I do when I feel uninspired is I take a break. Okay, listen, staycations and vacations are my jam. Okay. When I feel uninspired, I realize that I probably just need to rest. And when I say a staycation or a vacation, I mean like a full on removing myself from work. And I know that not everybody is going to be able to travel the world every time they feel uninspired. Heck, I'm not even able to travel the world every time I feel uninspired. So there's no reason for you to feel like you have to go away in order to get back inspired and get back your mojo. However, a staycation is just as good. And for me, a staycation usually involves me doing absolutely no work while still maintaining my presence in my home. And this kind of goes into the next thing that I do, which is I do things that make me happy. Now, I can do things that make me happy while on a staycation, but I'm also often doing things that make me happy outside of the staycation while I'm working day to day to help me feel inspired on a regular basis. So what do? I like to do creative planning. I've talked about this in my gratitude journal podcast episode, which was episode 53 of Look on the Bright Side. And for those of you who are my patrons, I showed you my wellness planner. And I also showed you my work planner. And I do creative planning where I don't just open up a planner and write in it with a pen. Oh no, honey. I sticker it up. I decorate it for the season, for the holiday. I create weekly spreads that have various themes. And I use colored markers, colored pens. I do the most, okay? If you've never heard of creative planning, I encourage you to go on YouTube and I want you to look up a channel called Planning with Bumble. That is one of my favorite creative planning channels. The host of the channel, her name is Mary Ellen, and Bumble is one of her furry friends. And she really does a good job with creative planning, and I've learned a lot from her. And that would be like my one top recommendation of a channel for you to go and take a peek at if you want to learn more about what is this creative planning that Janelle is talking about. But creative planning really helps me feel inspired because it's taking my mind completely off of work. It's very difficult to do creative planning while simultaneously thinking about other things. And so when I'm feeling uninspired, I just open up YouTube, go to Planning with Bumble, and I just get lost in the stickers. I get lost in the stickers. I have a lot of sticker books and I love my planner. And for those of you who are watching me here on the Patreon video podcast, let me show you my planner spread for last week. So that way you can see like how crazy it can be for me, or not crazy, but like how serious. You see? Do you see that? Do you see that? This particular spread that I'm showing them, for those of you who can't see, is a Halloween inspired theme because I'm recording this episode prior to Halloween. And let me also show you when I went away for vacation. This is my vacation spread. This was the week that my husband and I spent in Aruba. And I decorated it like that as well. So if you're not a patron, you should consider becoming one and support the Look on the Bright Side podcast. And if you want to be able to see the video podcast, you have to become a friend, which is the $10 or up patron in order to be able to see that. But I really do love creative planning. Now, I'm going to just run through a couple of the other things that I do that make me happy. I also love coloring, exercise, date nights with my husband, and I love reading adult romance novels. Oh my goodness. I can read 2 to 3 romance novels in a weekend. Well, let me not say read. You guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, when I say read, I don't actually mean read. I mean listen on Audible. And with that being said, if you do not have an Audible subscription, girl, get your life. Go and check the link down in the description of this podcast and get you an Audible subscription free for 30 days when you use my link. And you can get any book you want, one of these romance novels that I'm talking about, or anything, anything. The first book is free. For 30 days, it's free. And then if you choose to continue on with the membership, which I can't see why you wouldn't, you will get a new book credit every single month. And they have like hundreds of thousands of books on Audible. I personally have about 139 books in my library on Audible. And I have like 20 something credits waiting to be used. When we return from this short commercial break, I'm going to continue my list of things I do to get my inspiration back. We'll be right back. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and you're listening to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. Support for the Look on the Bright Side podcast comes from Jesse Monroe Nail Care. If you're a girly girl and you love taking care of yourself, you want to pamper yourself and make yourself feel beautiful, check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com. Jesse Monroe Nail Care is a woman-owned black business offering vegan nail polishes that all can wear. They offer so many colors to choose from, and they are all beautiful. Trust me, I personally have many of the Jesse Monroe Nail Care nail polishes in my collection. So let me help you out by giving you 3 of my favorite colors. First is Come Through, next is Polar Bear, and last is Keep It Mellow. Go and check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com and use code BRIGHTSIDE20 to save 20% on your entire order, excluding bundles. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you firsthand that starting a podcast is one of the best decisions I have ever made, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also get a great looking podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout publishes new blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos every week, so you can learn the ins and outs of podcasting from people who eat, drink, and breathe it. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in my show notes. Using this link will let Buzzsprout know that I sent you, and it also helps you to support this show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. Hey loves, welcome back to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. I'm Janelle P. Stewart, and right before the commercial break, I just finished sharing with you several of the things I do to get my inspiration back when I am uninspired. Continue listening because I have 2 more amazing things that I do that I just know you're gonna love. And the third thing that I do when I'm feeling uninspired is I listen to the How I Built This podcast. The How I Built This podcast is hosted by Guy Raz, and he interviews founders on how they built their businesses. Many of the episodes keep me inspired because I get to hear from the founder of some of the companies that I know and love and also use, even companies I'm invested in, hello retirement, I get to hear how they created those companies. And I'm often in awe about how these founders went from nothing to something, the struggle to make these businesses successful, the hardships that they had to go through. And what I think really inspires me about this podcast and listening to the stories of the founders is it helps me realize that I am not alone. I hear people talk about the stress, the struggle, the financial issues that they've had, the tension that it has caused in their relationships and friendships. And it really just helps to put it into perspective whenever I'm feeling uninspired and or down that this is something that most founders go through. Hearing it through the How I Built This podcast always makes me feel better. So if you want some inspiration to hear how companies go from zilch, nada, niet, to being $1 million, $1 billion companies that get acquired someday, definitely listen to the How I Built This podcast. It always lights a fire under me, and I know that it will inspire you to look on the bright side of whatever your situation is too. Now, the fourth and final thing that I want to share today about what I do when I'm feeling uninspired is I connect with people that inspire me. On a weekly basis, I have a regular occurring meeting with my business partner. Her name is Aquila Farrell. For those of you who are enrolled in any of my membership programs or in my school, Aquila and I have a very, very strong relationship that started out as me being her mentor, she being my mentee, and slowly but surely we began working together, and now we are partners in my business, and I love her so much. Aquila and I meet on a regular basis, and during that time, we can talk about things going on in our business. Individually, she has her own business that she has, and I do things individual of her as well, but we can talk about some of the things, and hearing the things that she's doing well and winning at, it inspires me. I also have enrolled in professional membership communities, and that is something that really helps me when I'm feeling uninspired. Sometimes I don't even need someone to speak to me or say anything directly to me, like in a caption or in an email or in a message, in order to be inspired. I just sometimes need to be in a space where I can see other people doing great things that I can learn from, and that's enough. So in my professional groups that I am a part of, I'll see someone post something that they have coming up, and it might spark an idea. I'll see someone new come in talking about what their business is all about and how they're excited to be in the group, and now I'm inspired. I may go to one of the sessions that they put on and become immediately inspired by what the presenter is offering. And this inspiration from being in a membership community fired me up so much that I wanted to do the same thing for other people, which is why I decided to make Content Confident a membership program instead of just a course. I wanted to be able to bring like-minded individuals together, people who have high aspirations, the dreamers and the doers. I wanted to bring them together and allow them to have a space, a safe space where they could connect with other people and feel inspired the way that being in my memberships have inspired me. And so Content Confident was birthed through inspiration around being in a membership community and having access to other like-minded people, having an accountability partner within that membership community, and having access to master classes and coaching sessions from the creator of the membership and wanting to be able to provide that for other people. So if you're a creator or a business leader and you don't have a membership, professional membership group that you can go to, Content Confident could be an option for you, especially if you're in need of content marketing support so you can continue to further your message on social media. And if content marketing isn't exactly what you're looking for, but you still would love to have that professional membership community, then maybe my Flourish group might be an option for you. Because in my Flourish group, we meet about 10 plus women twice a month, and the women in the group develop connections with each other because because I foster that type of community within the group. So that might be an option. I'll put the link down below for my Flourish group as well as my Content Confident program so that you can decide which option is best for you. Now, the last part of connecting with people that inspire me that I do is I also meet with two of my past coaching clients, now peers, a few times a month for a accountability study group. Both of them are actually patrons of this podcast, which I'm so excited to have them. One of them, his name is Bella Jones of Bella's Credit Corner over on Instagram. And the other one, her name is Renee Daniel Flagler. And like I said, these women were actually my coaching clients in the past. And I connected them with each other during one of the events that I hosted when I brought my coaching clients together. From there, the way that we ended up working together as an accountability group was they enrolled in a program, a coaching program that I am also enrolled in. And at that time, I hadn't been doing what I was supposed to do. I had not moved forward through this coaching program the way that I should have in order to see an impact in my business. I hadn't done that. And so when they both signed up for it, I immediately got inspired and said, hey, let's start meeting up. This will help me move forward through the program. And as you two are moving forward through the program, we can all help each other. And so at this point, we've all finished the program. It was a Facebook ads program by our coach, Abu Fofana. And we all got through it and we're all running ads. And so even though we're all done, the program, from the educational standpoint, we continue to meet with each other on a regular basis to inspire each other to keep working on the Facebook ads, keep working on our business funnels and strategies, and to keep working on growing our businesses. And a lot of relationships have fostered from some of these working relationships that I've had with people, either them being my coaching client or being in my membership community or me meeting people in the membership community that I am enrolled in, and so on. So those are the four ways, four things that I do when I am feeling uninspired. I would love to hear from you if there was anything from this episode that inspired you and fired you up. And obviously you can share this with me on Twitter if you do tweet. And you can share it with me on Instagram if you do share stories, of course. You can just share this episode with your audience and simultaneously let me know what it is your takeaways were, because I would love to know. My goal, as you know, with the relaunch of the podcast is to continue to support all of you in your thinking and in your mindset, right? Looking on the bright side is an abundance way of thinking. And so being uninspired is not something we can avoid. We have no control over that. However, if you were to come up with things that you can do on a regular basis and have these tools in your toolkit, you can avoid feeling uninspired as often as you may have experienced it before. And that's exactly why I do these four things, to avoid that feeling of lack of inspiration and feeling overwhelmed and feeling burnt out and not getting things done, because that is not an option for me. Now, before we go, I want to leave you with a quote to encourage you to look on the bright side. And that quote is, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I allow myself the space to pause and breathe. Now I know you guys are going to have a lot to say about this discussion, and I just cannot wait to hear what you say. I'm looking forward to reading your tweets and Instagram posts and IG stories. Be sure to tag me. I'm at Janelle B. Stewart everywhere. If you love this podcast, here's three simple ways you can support it. Leave me a review. It's free, and your reviews help to improve my podcast ranking on Apple Podcasts. Next, share this podcast with others. Also free and easy to do with the click of a button on your mobile phone. And lastly, become a patron and support this podcast so that it can continue to grow and help others live more abundantly. With that, I hope you all have a great week. And as always, I love you for listening. Bye.